It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah,
all for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Welcome in, everybody. A special nighttime edition of Football 24-7 after the Eagles open practice tonight down at the Link. I'm joined now by our NFL insider, co-host on Birds 365, John McMullen, who is down there live at practice at the Link. John, I won't keep you long. Let's just give the people the update they need. What did you see from the practice down there at the Link tonight?
Vic Fangio is not going to like this one. Dominant performance from the offense, competitive environment. This might have been, we're trying to figure it out amongst the beat reporters that have been here, but this might have been the longest practice of the Nick Sirianni era. We had it at about 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Yeah, I had 2 hours nine written down from Martin Frank.
It was, the offense started out with three straight scoring drives, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. It was the first team, the second team, and then back to the first team. Dallas Goedert had three touchdowns overall in the two-point conversion. He had a dominant. It started right away with a big, deep shot. They tend to do that when the fans get here. Eagles reported nearly 50,000. And they got him excited. As I think I mentioned on the show this morning, they probably do that. And they took a deep shot to A.J. Yep. Brown for about a 40-yard gain. Kenny Gainwell had a nice touchdown run where it was Fred Johnson and I believe Keegan who just completely collapsed the one side of the Eagles defensive line who had been playing well. That was the second team. And then Goddard came back and scored again, touchdown. He had the touchdown after the A.J. big throw as well. So it was a great practice for Dallas Goedert, getting him involved, especially near the goal line. Kenny Gainwell was tremendous again for the second straight practice. He is – N'Kobe Dean's going to see Kenny Gainwell in his sleep because he is just killing him.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Andy Pacheco put out there, yeah.
He is just killing them in the passing game. Late in the game, they did a situation. Late in the practice, they did a situational period. There was 46 seconds left at the 25-yard line. They were down eight, so they had to score the touchdown and get the two-point conversion. The offense did it. Gainwell just completely, N'Kobe bit on an out move, and then he went up and scored the touchdown. And then they got the two-point conversion to, of course, Dallas Goedert. Dominant performance by the offense, both the first and second team. But the only positive note for the defense was Eli Ricks on the last play, which is sort of a desperation, same situation for the second team offense. So there were 46 seconds. They were down eight. They got backed up by a penalty, desperation throw by Kenny Pickett at the end of the, quote, game, and Eli Ricks came up with the interception. So first interception of the summer, at least of the open practices for the defense, goes to Eli Ricks. There was another Kenny Gainwell running touchdown where – I described it as Mekhi Becton opening up a Mekhi Becton-sized hole. I mean, it was just massive. Yeah, Vic's not going to be happy when he watches this tape.
Yeah, I guess the silver lining in the defense is they got on the board. Maybe it was the last play in the desperation attempt, but Eli Ricks finally gets the defensive backs on the board with an interception. John, a couple more questions about the players, but just set the stage for me. What was the atmosphere like down there at the open practice? Eagles Nation looked like they showed up really strong. You said almost 50,000. What was the reception like for QB1, for Saquon Barkley? Just set the stage and the atmosphere for me.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, those guys are rock stars in this environment. So, you know, and I think people get juiced up, certainly. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if they set it up, you know, like a home run derby, because it always seems to be that big play early. But and certainly AJ had a step on Slay, and, you know, Slay is a very good player. He was trailing pretty significantly. So who knows? I just throw it. My conspiracy theory of the night to get the people excited, but
you might be right. I mean, you got to give the people what they want, right? They come out from the practice, they're looking.
Yeah, well, I say that because it seems to happen every year. And
be honest, John, it's probably not a conspiracy theory. It's probably correct. Yeah.
So anyway, but I don't want to take away from what the offense did, because they were tremendously sharp, and they left some plays on the field. Jalen had a back shoulder throw to Paris Campbell that it was just a little bit off. That could have been a big play. He had a fade to Johnny Wilson in the end zone that was just a hair off. That could have been another touchdown. So, I mean, they had, you know, other plays that they didn't make, and it was a really, really sharp performance by that group, and a little bit of a comeback because the defense had been showing some life over the past two practices. And now it's, back to the drawing board, because they did not perform well. And those linebackers are going to be a problem, man. I mean, the running game, and specifically Kenny Gainwell was just, and part of it, as I said, was Mekhi Becton. And then the second team, where you had Fred Johnson just caving out these huge holes. And remember, Landon Dickerson wasn't practicing. He's out with a knee injury. Tyler Steen's out with an ankle injury. The Eagles started Brett Toth at left guard. Trevor Keegan got some first-team reps as well. But they're not even at full bore with their offensive line. I think Mekhi Becton is starting to distance himself at right guard. And I think I don't know if they'll put it up, but if the people, you know, maybe some of the fans, because they are allowed to videotape the practice, and we can't. But
which is just weird.
Well, yeah, but they're doing it from far away. So, I mean, there's nothing you can do. They would like to stop them, but there's nothing you can do. But if anybody gets that play, I mean, wait till you see the hole that Mekhi Becton opened up. So you can see some of his size and some of his power and what it could mean to that running game if he gets it going and he gets going downhill.
Won't keep you too much longer, John. Just a couple more questions for you. Don't forget, everybody, Birds 365 coming up in the morning at 8 a.m. Make sure your guys are tuned in. We'll get the full update from John McMullen, as well as two great guests joining us tomorrow. So make sure you stay tuned on the channel for that. Johnny Mack, an update on Jalen Hurts. Looked like he had another good night tonight. How did QB1 look out there at the open practice?
Yeah, he was tremendously, as I said, very, very sharp early. The first two drives, touchdown, touchdown, right down the field. Very effective all night. The throws he did miss were very close, just slightly off. So, he's been great all summer. There's not much to complain about with Jalen Hurts and how he's picking up this offense, which, to be honest, is a bit of a surprise after watching him in the spring. It's quite the turnaround.
Yeah, so good stuff from Jalen Hurts. Good to see that he's really turned this around. Johnny Mack, I want to ask you mentioned already the right guard, that Mekhi Becton is playing pretty good there, might be running away with that position battle with Tyler Steen, who kind of has been Wally Pipped in a way, who's sitting on the bench right now with an ankle injury. But John, I got to ask it. We talked about it a little bit this morning on Birds 365. Johnny Wilson running with the ones again a little bit. I know it's not, you know, every play, but is he going to be an option at that wide receiver three spot? I'm starting to think they like this guy. I know he might not be polished yet, but what did you see from Johnny Wilson tonight? Is he an option at wide receiver three?
Well, I think Jalen likes him. Jalen brought him up on unprompted today in his press conference, and you know, they used him in the red zone, so they're trying to use that height. Obviously, they haven't really used him out in the field, only in red zone situations. So, you know, Britton Covey got some work. They're giving Paris Campbell, obviously, John Ross. So they gave all four some work. And Nick talked about this pre-practice. He said maybe it's going to be that piecemeal approach. Yeah. If we need a true slot guy, it might be Britton. If we need that red zone threat, it might be Johnny. And you know, if you need somebody out, you know, you're starting at the 20, 25 of the full field, maybe it's Paris Campbell. So, you know, they might piecemeal it. It's clear, though, that Johnny certainly had a Benaiah Smith in the rookie department, even though he was selected a little bit later. It's probably a good idea to go work with Jalen Hurts in Houston because he seems to like those guys and who went down there. Dallas Goedert went down there, and he had three touchdowns and a two-point conversion today. Yeah. So maybe take that invitation up if you're a wide receiver on this team or a receiver in general.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see how that position plays out. Obviously, they got a lot of names there. And they've all shown some flashes in their own ways. So we'll see how that emerges. Johnny Mac, last question, and I want to welcome in our viewers. This question will come from our chat. Mad Bird checks in. He says, I know it's early, but should we be a little concerned about the defense? You said the offense kind of torched them again. Not a good day for Vic Fangio when he looks back at the film on this one. Any concern on the defense, Johnny Mac, that they are just not going to be up to par this year?
No, I can't get that worked up this early. They didn't have a good night, but they had the two previous practices. They performed very well. So, you know, we'll see if it starts to become a trend again. I do have concerns with the linebacker position. And I've had them, and they continue. They look really lost in the run support, and that shouldn't surprise people because, you know, Devin White and Zach Bond aren't known as gap control linebackers. And then N'Kobe Dean keeps getting just destroyed by Kenny Gainwell in the passing game. I don't know how other way to describe it.
Yeah, you aren't the only one to put it like that either. I read a couple other beat reporters down there who said the same exact thing.
Boy, I got to tell you, I know people. Kenny looks unbelievable. I you know, he's in a contract year. I know people don't want to hear that, but if he continues to play like this, they're going to find a role for him.
Well, it's good to hear that Kenny Gainwell's stepping up. Last one, Johnny Mac, the Bryce Huff watch. Anything from Bryce Huff tonight at practice?
Yeah, Bryce Huff almost got the first interception. Bryce Huff as a flat defender, which is one of those things, you know, Vic said he can't do. And he had it, but, you know, he's not a coverage player. He doesn't have the ball skills. So, you know, if that were a player who's used to being in coverage, it would probably have been the first interception. But, you know, he had a bit of the stone hands, which is understandable. But it was positive that he was in the way in that flat defender and making a potential play. So he just missed it. And then a little bit later in practice, Eli Ricks finally got the first pick.
Good stuff, John. Thanks for joining tonight on a late night for you. We appreciate the work you've done. We'll talk to you in the morning on Birds 365. All right, man.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, Johnny Mac. There's John McMullen joining us live here on Football 24/7. Always appreciate Johnny Mac doing some extra work down there live at Lincoln Financial, not at NovaCare right now, at Lincoln Financial Field. Great to see the crowd. Great to see the 50,000 strong in Eagles Nation. I always love that part of the open practice with everybody down there. Really looked like a good crowd. I think Brandon Lee Gowton, our friend Brandon Lee Gowton, had put up the rundown of the last like 6 or 7 years of how much the attendance has been. This was one of the bigger attendances ever for one practice. So very good stuff from Eagles Nation. They obviously always show up very strong. And then the Philadelphia Eagles put up a clip on their Twitter account of Saquon walking out. Let me see if I can bring up some of those clips for you guys, just to bring you guys inside a little bit. If you haven't been able to get to the coverage, I will bring it up. So let me see if I can do that. Just give me 1 second here. I'll see if I can bring it up for you. But overall, good stuff, man. Looked like a really good crowd down there at Lincoln Financial Field. Always exciting to get down there and see what everybody's doing. So let me see if I can bring this up here. Okay. I got it up for you guys. Give me 1 second here. Yeah. So you could see there how strong Eagles Nation, looked out there at practice. Obviously, a lot of people, guys, this is practice. I mean, there's no other team in the league, I think, that could get 50,000 people to show up, pay $10 for a great cause for the Eagles Autism Foundation, and show up for practice like this. So I'll run through a couple of the notes I got from the beat reporters. I didn't want to keep John long. We got the show in the morning. He's got to get out of there tonight, get back to his home in Jersey. So I didn't want to keep him too long, but I thought he gave a great update. Another good day for the offense, everybody. Look at a Fly Eagles fanatic checks in. Just left the stadium. Xander Mekhi Becton is a monster. Fly Eagles fanatic, welcome to the show, man. Great to have you in. We appreciate you being here. Johnny Mack just echoed that sentiment, Fly Eagles. He said that he thinks Mekhi Becton is going to run away with the right guard job. So it'll be great to hear you checking in. Hopefully you had a great time down there at the stadium, man. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for being a loyal listener here on Jacob Sports. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody in the chat. Make sure you guys drop a like on the show. We appreciate y'all, as I mentioned. I'm going to run through my notes, guys. 50,000 strong, as I mentioned. The Dallas sucks chants were out and strong. I'm sure Fly Eagles fanatic can attest to that. They were going strong. So good stuff. Wayne Miller checks in, says, poor N'Kobe. Yeah, N'Kobe Dean's having a tough camp, it seems. I don't know about him, guys. I mean, look, I'd like to be the optimistic Eagle fan, and I'd like to wear the Eagle glasses and help everybody and say, oh, we're going to be good. He just doesn't seem to have it. I don't know what it is. He doesn't seem to have it. So we will see. Hopefully he can be something. Or this team is going to have to figure it out here at linebacker. So we'll figure that out. I'm going to run through my notes. A couple people missed practice. I'm going to welcome Mad Bird. Mad Bird becomes a YouTube member. Thank you, brother. That goes a long way in being a member on our channel. It really helps our channel. So we appreciate that very much. And the other thing to let you guys all know, Mad Bird is now entered for our Saquon Barkley jersey giveaway. So what we're doing here at Jacob Sports for the entire football season, every game that Saquon Barkley goes over 125 yards in the game, we are going to give away a Saquon Barkley jersey. We will give away whatever color jersey he wore that game. So if he goes over 125 yards every single game, we're going to give away 17 jerseys. And if he does it in the playoffs, we're going to give away up to 20 jerseys. So every time Saquon eclipses 125 all-purpose yards in a game, all-purpose, not just rushing, passing and rushing, we're going to give away a Saquon jersey to one of our channel members. So you must be a channel member to win a jersey, but that's pretty good stuff from Mad Bird, who joins tonight. Thank you for becoming a member, Mad Bird. We appreciate you, brother. Also a great question by you earlier that I thought Johnny Mack gave you a good response to. I'm going to run through my notes here. We'll wrap up. I'll take some questions from you guys. I'm looking to hang out a little bit after that practice. I'm pretty fired up. I love reading about it. I love watching all the fans down there. So appreciate all you guys being here. Wayne says, how do I be a member? Tell us how. Wayne, it should be right there below the video, brother. If you see below the video, there's a description. There's a Jacob Sports logo that says subscribe next to it. I'm sure you're already subscribed, Wayne. You're here often. There should be a button that says join. Right next to it. I think it should be there on your phone. It's there on my phone. Sometimes people say they don't see it. You might have to do it on a computer, but there should be a button on our page, on our channel that says join. It costs $4.99 a month, and you become a member. You get access to the emojis, and it's really a financial support thing for the channel. So it's $5 to support our network. It does go longer, further away than you think. So we appreciate that, Wayne, if you want to become a member. No pressure. You're going to be welcomed here either way, but you won't be able to win a Saquon jersey if you're not a member. So we appreciate that. The big news, tonight, Dallas Goedert, right, guys? 3 touchdowns. Dallas Goedert looking really good. Had some great red zone work. So good stuff to hear that Dallas Goedert's being more incorporated into this offense. You know, we speculated it a lot with Kellen Moore coming in, a guy who's liked tight ends in the past. He used them a lot in Dallas. We have a good one here in Philly. And part of me believes for the last 4 or 5 years of his career, he's been severely underutilized. He's a great player. I know he's dealt with the injuries and stuff, but you know, to think that they're going to get Dallas Goedert involved, especially in that red zone, very promising thing. So great stuff again. You heard Johnny Mack. For those just checking in, we had John McMullen at the top of the show, who was down at practice. Jalen Hurts, very, very sharp again. He just continues to impress everybody. I mean, look, it's just practice. We're not going to hang our hat on it. It's not going to win us a Super Bowl being good in practice, but it's a great sign coming off a year like he had at the end of last year, you know, where things didn't go as, you know, to plan for Jalen. Now he's come out after OTAs and has really done a very good job at practice. So great to hear from him. Johnny Wilson, guys, I talked about it with John a little bit. Johnny Wilson, rookie wide receiver, the 6'7", the big boy who's running with the ones. He's getting a lot of work at that wide receiver 3 position. John mentioned they might do the committee approach.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's how that, if I had to speculate, which I'm going to now, I think that's what they're going to do, right? They're going to have 3 or 4 options, maybe less, but somewhere in that range of options at the wide receiver 3 position that they can use. And, you know, it might be Johnny Wilson in the red zone for that big size. It might be Britton Covey for the route running and if you need a true slot cornerback. It might be John Ross if you need that speed, that burner speed. And it might be Paris Campbell if you need a guy who can get those run after the catch yards in a short slant or something like that. So they have a lot of good options there. We'll see, you know, what they did. And Fly Eagles Fanatic was down there. Appreciate you, brother. Checks in. Britton Covey also got first-team reps. Yeah, Johnny Mack mentioned that. Great to hear. Britton Covey's a guy who really is a good route runner and a true slot corner. So we'll see – or slot, not slot corner, slot wide receiver. So we'll see how he does. Hopefully he gets some reps fly. We'll see how that goes. But, again, the one that stands out to me is the rookie, the big boy, Johnny Wilson, who's getting those runs with the ones. There's no sighting of an Anaya Smith. So, James Carver, if you're in here, I don't think you are because you would have made yourself seen with the chat. Anaya Smith has been nowhere. You know, John said he had another drop tonight. So he's struggling in practice. Johnny Wilson has, you know, put his foot down and has been a good player. So we'll get to that. And that's next on my notes is that Covey was getting some slot work with the ones. So thank you, Fly Eagles. You got ahead of it, brother. We appreciate that very much. One of our best viewers here. We appreciate you, brother. Nakobe Dean had the first start tonight, which I guess is significant, but he just continues to get beat. Johnny Mack mentioned Kenny Gainwell tonight torched them twice on swing routes, just got around him and just was basically no match for him. Kenny Gainwell having a very strong camp, but Nakobe Dean continues to struggle. Hopefully he can find his footing and become an impact on this team. I am losing hope on that. Fly Eagles, if you want to check in and tell me how N'Kobe looked from your perspective, I will take your comment on that, brother. We appreciate it. Rodgers got the first team reps tonight, a cornerback to start, and then Ringo quickly rotated in. Quinion looked pretty good out there as well. It was a big rotation again, so we'll see how all that ends up going. So good stuff there. We'll continue to monitor the cornerback position. Bryce Huff made a showing tonight. We've been talking about it. It's been all over the place, so we've been, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But Bryce Huff almost had the interception. They dropped him into coverage tonight, and he almost picks off a Jalen Hurts throw. He drops it. It goes through his hands. But good to hear that Bryce Huff is on the board a little bit and was out there making moves. So good stuff there. Johnny Mack talked about it. But the defense, they finally recorded, everybody, an interception. It was Eli Ricks on the last play of a nearly two-hour, 10-minute practice. Pretty good stuff from the Eagles. But Eli Ricks picks off Kenny Pickett. Was not Jalen Hurts. Pickett, who throws the first pick of training camp to Eli Ricks on kind of a desperation throw. So we'll see. Wayne Miller checks in and says, how much did the backup QBs play? They played a little bit tonight. I don't know exactly, Wayne. I'm not down there, obviously. I'm here in my studio. I got the update from John McMullen. We have some people in the chat who were down there. But apparently Tanner McKee's getting runs with the twos. So maybe Kenny Pickett isn't it. You know, maybe they like Tanner McKee, and maybe he ends up being the quarterback too. Maybe we have a little bit of a battle at QB two. We'll see how that plays in. Fly Parks, what's up, Fly? Appreciate you being here, brother. He says Cream Puff Huff showed up. I don't want to dub him that yet, Fly. Damn, that's brutal for six practices into this offseason. Hopefully he can be something. Crowley checks in. How come the Eagles always dropped interceptions? That's why they're playing defense, Crowley. That's why they're not offense. They're playing defense out there, brother. They don't have the hands like the offense do, but we appreciate the comments. So 2 hours, 9 minutes, or 2 hours, seven, as John said. So pretty good stuff. Trotter Jr. got home for a sack, and that wasn't on Jalen Hurts. I think it was on Kenny Pickett. That was in 11-on-11. So Trotter Jr. I think Trotter Jr. has shown a lot of good signs. I mean, look, we're early in camp, but he's a fifth rounder, and he's really shown. Even John, who wasn't, you know, who was telling everybody, temper your expectations. I know you're excited about the name. He's had a pretty good camp. Showed a lot. Instinctive player. Guy who's picking up things quick. Maybe Trotter Jr. could be an impact at linebacker this year, if N'Kobe Dean is just a nothing burger who, you know, is looking more and more like a nothing burger every single day. So we'll continue to, you know, we'll continue to cover that and see how it looks. Joe Whip checks in. Face it, N'Kobe is a bust. Joe Whip, you might be right, man. You just might be right. I appreciate you being here, Joe. Thanks for the comment. Fly Eagles fanatic who was down at practice. Our Fly Eagles, you are our resident reporter tonight, our fan reporter who was down at the stadium. Thanks for checking in, man. Are you might be on your way home? Are you in the car right now? Are you in the car on your way home from practice or what? I know you were just down there. He says Trotter made a great sideline tackle at the live part of practice. Good stuff to hear that. Yeah, there was a couple parts where they had live parts. I know McCallum Castles, the tight end, undrafted tight end, went down with an injury, so hopefully he's all right, but we'll see. Thanks for checking in with that update. Madness, N'Kobe's getting cooked after today's practice. Madness, I think I saw you sent me something on Instagram. Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. I saw your comment. I'll go and check that out and see. I haven't been on socials at all today. I've been working a lot today. I have a lot of stuff going on in the back. An exciting announcement coming on Birds 365 tomorrow, everybody, with a new sponsor coming on. So we appreciate our new sponsor. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow morning on Birds 365. Fly Parks, hit the like button. Thanks, everybody. Hit the like button. A lot of good viewership tonight, man. I think fans are jacked up about the practice. Oh, man, a bad comment here. Dean is terrible. My God, no problem, brother. Thank you. I'm on my way home driving. Yo, eyes on the road, man. Eyes on the road. Be safe, Fly Eagles fanatic. We need you to make it home safe more than we need your comments, but we do appreciate them. Hopefully you're staying safe, or maybe someone else is driving. Hopefully everything goes all good. But that was what stood out to me at practice, everybody. John, if you're just checking in, John McMullen was here. He was down at practice. He saw everything live. He's still nursing the calf strain, so hopefully he's okay. But the guys who were out tonight, I forgot to give you that update. The guys who were out on practice tonight, Oren Burks, again, was out. Landon Dickerson was out. So we'll see. We'll monitor that injury, see how it goes with that. Tyler Steen out again with the ankle injury. Josh Jobe was out, and Mekhi Garner was out. So those were your five players who did not practice tonight. It was funny. Landon Dickerson and Lane Johnson were out there, and they like switched jerseys or something. So Lane Johnson was rocking the 69 Dickerson, and Landon Dickerson was rocking Lane Johnson's jersey out there. So pretty good stuff. Bob Brown checks in. What's up, Bob? Hope you're doing good, man. Thanks for being here. Xander, it's still early, and the D will be a step behind as they figure out where they should be. Once things settle in, the D should be playing ahead. Maybe, Bob, but you know the old adage in the NFL, normally the defense starts ahead of the offense. And when you have new coordinators, remember, I know it's a new coordinator on D, but in a way, it's the same defense. Kellen's a little bit of a different offense, and the offense just continues to torch them. And I don't know what's up with that. I hope it's not cause for concern on the defense. But, you know, this is, again, Jalen Hurts looking sharp. Everybody, they're just torching this defense. There's not many people stepping up and making plays. So we'll continue to monitor it. Joe Whip, I love this. This is, I've been looking for the name, the title to call this offensive line. I think this is the one I'm going to use. And I'll give you credit for it, Joe. I appreciate this. The Great Wall of Philly. Think about it. You got Jordan Mailata on your left. Left guard, you got Landon Dickerson. You got your smallest player on the line, who would be Cam Jurgens at center, who's usually the smallest player of the center. Right guard, you might have Mekhi Becton, who's like Jordan Mailata size, basically. And then Lane Johnson on the right. That's a crazy big offensive line. We're going to call that the Great Wall of Philly. Joe Whip, I love it, brother. We appreciate that. So good stuff there. You know, a lot came out, though, you know, of practice. I just love following it. You know, we've been through all the offseason, guys, and I've been doing the shows, and a lot of you guys have been here a lot, so I appreciate all that. But boy, is it good to get back and have actual stuff out there, you know, have stuff to talk about. Look at Philly Faithful, who's out 50,000 strong, you know, at practice tonight. So I love it. I'm jacked up a little bit. I got a lot of energy. I've been working all day, but I'm still jacked up, ready to rumble. Fly Eagles checks in. Somebody else is driving. Okay, good to hear, brother. I'll take your comments then. I'm so impressed with Becton. He was handling Carter and everything, gaping holes in the middle for Barkley. That's exactly what John said, man. He called it a Mekhi Becton-sized hole. So it's great to hear. I mean, Mekhi Becton, we might have found our right guard. And you know, in a perfect world, if Lane Johnson wants to hang it up in maybe 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, who knows how long, maybe Mekhi just slides right out and becomes your right tackle. He's young, guys. This is a 25-year-old guy who is a first-round draft pick, obviously has a lot of pedigree. And, you know, I think he could be a big part of this team for a long time. So it'll be interesting to continue to follow Mekhi Becton. He evidently had a good practice tonight. Johnny Mack said it at the top of the show, who was on. Fly Eagles Fanatic says it, who was down at practice tonight. Good stuff. Wayne Grant says, you ran good routes, but he knows better. Press conferences. Come on, Wayne. Come on, man. We appreciate the comment, though, brother. Madness has been a long summer, Z. We got through it all those weeks looking for stuff to talk about, but we got through it. We did, and we can't. It's partly because of you guys, man. You guys gave me some great topics all off season. My first off season hosting, right? I mean, my first ever time hosting. And it was in the middle of the offseason, so it was a little bit tough. Not too tough. Look, I'm not complaining about it. We're talking sports. I'm not moving mountains here. But, no, it is tougher when there's not much to talk about and you got to do a show every single day. So, you know, it's great to have stuff. Prince Swayze checks in. What's up, Prince? Appreciate you, brother. I like what I saw. Quick decisions with the ball from Jalen. Gainwell looks fast. Must be a contract year. It is a contract year for Gainwell. Prince, were you down at practice? If you could confirm or deny that, that would be great. I'd love to hear if you were down there. So good stuff there. Wayne Miller, you rock. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. Drop a like. Any other comments, guys? I'm going to take them. We're up for 30 minutes here, but I'll go another 10, 15 minutes if you guys have some comments, if you guys want to continue to chop it up. I gave you all the updates I could. When you're not down there, it's tough for me to, you know, I'm just following basically along on the beat reporters' Twitter feeds and everything. And I got some updates from John, who was sending me some text and stuff, but we had him at the top of the show to get your eyes and ears who were down there. So we had him on the show. So not much else to give you updates on other than Dallas Goedert, big game or big practice. Jalen Hurts, sharp again. Great to hear that Jalen Hurts continues to be sharp. N'Kobe Dean continues to get burnt, which is a problem. Johnny Wilson, the rookie wide receiver, 6'7", out there getting some runs with the wide receiver, or with the, off with the first team offense. So that's good to hear. Kenny Gainwell, man. A lot of talk about Kenny. I saw Andrew DiCecco, friend of the program, friend of the network, does great work. He put out Kenny Gainwell has been one of the most impressive guys in all of camp. So he continues to impress. Johnny Mack said he's really looked good in the passing game. I wonder, you know, how they're going to use him this year. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how he does this year. But I was never high on Kenny Gainwell. But look, if he has a big year, man, we'll take it. Joe Webb says, how was 26? Barkley was great, man. I mean, you didn't hear too much about him on the field. But let me see if I can bring up the video. The Eagles put out a video of it's kind of hard to bring up the footage because there's it's so damn loud. I'm trying to do a show, so it's hard to but I will bring up. I'm going to see if I can find Saquon running out on the field for you guys. Yeah, I have it here. Let me bring it up real quick for you guys. All right. Here's the video the Eagles put out of him running out on the field, which is pretty cool, by the way. I thought it was pretty cool, at least. Hopefully you guys can see this. There's Saquon running out in the field here. So there's your... Oh, wait, I didn't bring it up. You got to be kidding me. Sorry, guys. There's Saquon Barkley running out on the field there, you see. Yeah, so pretty good stuff there. Sorry, I ran that whole video and didn't bring it up on the screen. My bad. But look, that's all. Basically all I saw. John didn't have too many updates on him. Other than that, he was running the ball pretty good, but nothing crazy from Barkley. Here's Fly Eagles checks in. Barkley made a crazy move on Blankenship. It looked like rookie Barkley. Hopefully he gets that juice back, man. But that was it. You know what's interesting? I know it's for a good cause, so don't take this the wrong way, anybody. I know the jerseys are for a good cause, but I got to be honest. I am not a fan of the dark green jerseys with the, it's like a lime green. And I know it's for the autism, so I know it's a good cause. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's not my favorite color combination from a jersey standpoint. It doesn't really matter. It's still a great cause. So, it's great that the Eagles do that. I don't want to knock it too much. I was just, my first impressions on the jersey every year are that they look a little bit goofy, but. You know, we'll see. Mean Dean looked elite. He's back to IR form. Twiz is trolling him. Yeah, we'll see, man. N'Kobe Dean, I don't know how good he's going to be this year. Mad Bird checks in. Jalen looked good in the pocket. I'm just hoping the defense gets a couple of good days against the offense. I'm optimistic, but I hope Vic goes over pursuit angles religiously. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the defense hasn't been great in camp. It's been all offense, really, which – part of me is excited about because it's a $175 million offense. They got to be good, right? I mean, we want them to show signs, but at one point, I think you're going to get where you're like, are we in trouble with the defense? And we're not there yet, I wouldn't say, but we're probably pretty close. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. 35-minute show, guys. Thank you guys all for being here on this nighttime edition. I decided to do it kind of last minute after sales. I'm like, you know what? We got the practice tonight. Let me roll it. Do a video tonight. Do a live stream with the people on the channel and do it. For those just checking in, reminder, we're doing the Saquon Barkley jersey giveaway. So if you want to become a member, you will be entered into the jersey giveaway. Every time Saquon gets 125 plus all-purpose yards in a game, we're going to give away one Saquon Barkley jersey up to 20 on the year. So if he does it every game, we're giving away a jersey every game, every Monday. So Mad Bird became a member tonight. Mad Bird, thanks for becoming a member, man. We appreciate that very much. Make sure to use the special emojis you have now in the chat. We appreciate that. Any other comments before I check out of here, guys, for the night? We'll be back live, by the way, at 8 a.m. on Birds 365. So not much else in here. Madness checks in. Guys, N'Kobe's probably feeling like shit after that performance, but season hasn't started yet. He has time. Let's pick him up and not kick him while he's down. Yeah, I hear you, Madness. But look, man, he shouldn't need too much pickup. The guy's a professional. You know, he's doing this. He's making money. He's doing everything. He's getting everything he needs to be a player. And, you know, I know it does take time. I get that. You know, I certainly understand that. And, you know, people point to Brandon Graham a lot, which is a great person to point to. Took him a while, you know, to get it going. And once he got it going, he's been a great player. So, look, I'm willing to give N'Kobe the time. The problem is, Madness, we don't have time, man, especially at the linebacker position, right? We do not have time. We need players to play at linebacker. And we don't have the time to wait for N'Kobe Dean and, He was a third round draft pick, and this is now year three. So for me, I hear you, Madness, but I'm going to respectfully disagree. It's time to put up or shut up for N'Kobe Dean. And that's just how I feel about him. So we appreciate, you know, we'll see how it goes. Mad Bird, thank you, Xander. The Birds isn't just a team, it's a family. Absolutely, brother. That's Philly. You know, that's part of what makes Philly great, you know, is we're a passionate city. We love hard. We hate hard. But we do love hard, and we care. You know, we care about these teams, and that's part of what makes us, you know, a great fan base. So no doubt about that. We are more than just a team, definitely a family. And I feel that with all you guys, you know, who come in here every day and support my channel and support our channel and support Cilio and John and I and everybody that's doing the work. So thank you, guys. I'm going to get out of here, get some rest. Get back here on the morning and Birds 365. Like I said, big announcement in the morning. Got a new sponsor to announce for you guys. So exciting stuff about that. I'll do that for you guys tomorrow. Hopefully they are a long-term sponsor and we'll have them all season long. So we'll give you guys the update on that in the morning. Thanks everybody for checking in. If you guys enjoyed the update on practice tonight, please hit that like button. Consider becoming a channel member if you want to be entered in for the Saquon Barkley giveaways. Appreciate all of you guys. John Bleck checks in. Twiz the Jigga, Madness. Coach Corey, what's up, Corey? Didn't even see you, brother. Joe Whip, Madness, Twiz the Jigga, Fat Mac Philly is in here. Joe Whip, Brian Kresnick, Fly Eagles Fanatic, who was down there. Good stuff. Vuna Adams is in here. Fat Mac. Sorry, I'm repeating everybody. Wayne Miller's in here. Anybody else? I don't want to miss anybody. You guys have been so great tonight. Appreciate you all. Wait, this is a good question. Vuna Adams checks in. Zan, you think we need to trade for another D like Crosby or Judon? They're not available, my friend. But maybe if somebody is available, I would love it. And it depends on Bryce Huff, though. If Huff steps up, I think you're good at that position. If Nolan Smith turns the page a little bit or turns that corner and becomes effective, you know, even in a small role, then I think you're good. But look, edge rushers in this league, it never hurts to have more. So I would say, look, if they can do it, if the option's open and Howie's ready to make the move, I would say, hell yeah, man, do it. Dean got to be good. This is his year. We'll see, man. We'll see for sure. See you tomorrow, brother. I'll see you guys tomorrow. All right, everybody, 65 likes on a short show. Wayne, thank you, man. Appreciate that, everybody, for being here. I'm going to get out of here. Sorry, my ADHD is going crazy. I was like out of here, coming back, reading comments, thanking everybody. Long day, everybody. Let me get out of here. Appreciate you all being here. Your support of the channel does not go unnoticed ever. Many of you guys who are very loyal all through the summer, can't thank you guys enough. And I will catch you guys in the morning on Birds 365. See you, everybody. Appreciate you.
EAGLES Eagles.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.